You're listening to the Movement is Medicine Show, a podcast hosted by Head to Toe Spine and Sports Therapy, a modern chiropractic and manual therapy practice in Edmonds, Washington. Now, let's get into the show. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the show. And we are here to talk about the new clinic.
Whoop, whoop,
woohoo!
Chew.
We are just we're like in the kind of final move zone here, and now we're recording this, of course, in our head to toe studio, which is in the back of the current clinic. And I can tell that it's getting close to move week because there's boxes and paper and there's
a bit of a disaster back here, big time.
Still looks really clean and tidy out front. I'm very impressed.
But yeah, it's just here, all the stuff in the background, you know. It's just all the stuff. Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, they actually They trusted Tim and I to take down the shelves.
They did.
Step.
Was it a mistake?
I don't think it was a mistake.
Well, Lee with the screwdriver is kind of dangerous.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Will anyone ever be able to put the shelves back together?
That's definitely
the
not.
Question.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's
definitely
the question.
Not.
Taking them down was easy. Now we got to put them back up. So
exactly.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
This is the thing I always get worried about. So we're 2 weeks out, pretty much. So depending on when this podcast drops next week, probably about 2 weeks out from the move. How's everybody feeling?
Feeling good.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm stressed.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm extremely excited to go to the new place. It looks awesome. It's a real big spot. Like the rehab area is wide open. I love it.
Yeah. It's got a much more open feel to it, which is really cool. Treatment rooms are bigger, great, taller ceilings. I keep saying that to people. And
yeah.
Some people are excited, some people are not. I just think it's great, you know. There's some taller patients that we have right now where we do some exercises. They do anything overhead, becomes a little bit of an issue. So
that's a good point.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, really the space does look amazing. Like, it's had a lot of work done to it. It's going to be nice and modern looking and just really clean. So, yeah, we're very excited.
More room to move, more room to treat. Better space, bigger space. Of course, moving is always incredibly stressful.
It is. But, you know, I mean, this team is awesome, right? Everyone's really come together, and we've got, like, massive to-do lists. And, like, Tim and I were in on the weekend, and Annalise and Sissel, and Lee had a rugby thing. But we're on there. I've learned that Tim is, like, an IKEA furniture building master.
A wizard. Because those aren't
my goodness. It was actually kind of fun in the end, you know, and we just got a lot done. And it's been a really good effort for all of us. I've really appreciated it.
It's been team building in some ways.
It is kind of team building.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a weird way. You know, it's like you're doing weird things, but.
Yeah. You know, you're in your sweatpants in there on the weekend, just grinding away on some IKEA furniture. It's just a good time.
How did you get to be so gifted at the IKEA game?
Man, I don't know.
Lego.
I did play some Legos growing up. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit part of it. I also just have a very high attention to detail. So it's like, give me a plan like that. Give me like some instructions to like run through. And yeah, I get through. I mean, it was great too because they were all the same thing. So it's like I got through one. It was like sweet. Just crank the rest.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I turned around. He'd built like five cabinets. I'm still working on one desk 3 hours later.
Well, see, because I think the instructions on IKEA are interesting because they're so simple that I feel like it makes it more complex. It's like you do really need to pay attention to detail because there'll be no real call out, and yet there'll be very specific small details that if you look very closely at the overly simplistic and underexplained instructions from IKEA, it does tell you what to do.
It does.
But you really need to be – I have put together – have you guys ever done this with IKEA where you put together like basically everything and then you put the one thing in backwards or wrong and you have to take the whole thing back apart? I've done that at least three times.
Oh, so
yeah. –
On
well,
a desk and a bed
frame. I at
least
might know something
like,
about that from this last weekend.
My teenagers were in there helping, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. But in the end, there was like these four big bolts left over. And my son's like, Mom, look at these leftover bolts. You know, like they had too many. And I'm like, guys, IKEA's never wrong. Like, you're missing a bolt. So warnings to patients, the desk in room 3 is probably going to be a little unstable.
That's all right. It'll just be us using it, you know. So it's
That's
like
right,
we just have to worry about it a little
exactly.
bit.
No danger for patients. Yeah.
No danger for patients.
The laptop might
maybe
fall
a workers'
off,
comp
yeah,
claim
exactly.
is going to come out of it, but otherwise, hey, but you know, here's the good thing: you fall out of the desk breaks. You're in a place with, like all this kind
just
of knowledge
put you back
about
together.
Rehab, exactly. Yeah, treating kind of those types of injuries just comes naturally. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No, but the place looks so good. I'm really excited for patients to see it. Mm-hmm. And I think all of us being in there. I think more than any space I've ever moved into, I've spent more personal energy in that space. And so has this whole team, like just with our effort, our thought process, everyone's been involved in layout and planning and equipment purchases, look, feel. And so it's like we're kind of giving a whole bunch of our energy to creating this vibe and this space for patients. And it feels really good.
I love it. Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, because in some ways kind of built this one up, right? It was pretty blank canvas when we moved in.
Yeah, I mean, I designed this clinic, but as we've grown and flourished and changed, and as COVID hit, I mean, all those things have changed a little bit, not in how we practice, but how we need to flow patients. We talked about this a bit before, but this new clinic is going to be able to flow people more efficiently. Not that we're going to quicken their experience, but that the flow will just be a little easier as to where they're going. Equipment for doctors is going to be easier to access. As Tim mentioned, bigger treatment rooms too, so we're able to do a lot more work within the room. So pandemic, you know, bring it on, we're ready for you. But the place is awesome. I want to point out some key dates for patients.
Read my mind. I was just going to say, let's hit the logistics.
So the logistics are, we are not closing for long, but we're closing Friday, October 15th and Saturday, October 16th. So those 2 days we won't be seeing patients. We'll be moving the clinic during that time and over the weekend. We're open new place October 18th, Monday, regular time, 8 o'clock. We're open and ready to go down there. So, yep.
And so we've emailed on this, and if you missed that, we will look to try to push some other communication. There's tons of flyers out, but also digitally, we will have that all ready to be represented on Monday when we open. But depending on the system, there might be a little bit lag depending on how long it takes to update. Some of those are instantaneous. Sometimes they take a day or two to update. But
yeah, everyone's asking, is Google Maps going to be changed? I'm like, well, maybe, you know. So yeah, just know we're in Lynnwood. We'll put the new address up everywhere so everyone sees it. We'll put a sign on this one. We know lots of folks will come here for their appointments. Listen, I'll probably drive here as well. So
I know I will. I'll be showing up right to, and it's like
we've been here for 8 years, so we're going to drive here, and people are going to drive. We're expecting that.
Yep.
But October 18th, we'll be in a new facility.
Yeah. So the way that works digitally is we'll get everything uploaded on that Friday, and it should all be populated by Monday. But you know, we got Yelp, we got Apple Maps, Google Maps, and everywhere else that are our addresses, which is quite a few places. So I'll be updated. And so, you know, you will be able to use your phone to find it, because let's be real, if you couldn't use your maps to find the new spot, you probably wouldn't be able to find it.
You'd be lost.
You'd be totally lost.
Yeah. Yeah. I rely on that.
I'm like three blocks out from my home before I hit that exit. Things like I just like ride it all the way.
Just got to be sure.
Yeah.
Just got to be sure you're going to the right spot. Yeah.
So reliant on it.
I don't know how anyone ever – how did we ever drive anywhere without
– MapQuest.
MapQuest.
Back,
before like a GPS system. Yeah, those were so helpful too.
Yeah.
So that will all be updated. We'll have tons of communication on it. We'll post it all over social. And so everywhere that we can communicate, we will communicate. But if you show up here, no worries. What do we want people to do if they accidentally show up?
Well, you know, we'll put the address on the door, say, hey, reroute yourself. You know, give us a call. We'll always try our very best to reaccommodate your appointment.
It's pretty close to this location.
It's close. We're 10 minutes away from this old location. And, you know, check your notifications too. The updated address will be on your text and email notifications. So, you know, if you're lost, give us a call for sure. We understand it's going to be a little bit of a rocky week.
For sure. Transition weeks are always a little bit tough, but it's going to be really fun too. So we can't wait to see everybody at the new spot. And again, those dates are the 18th of October is when we're going to be live.
October 18th, we're opening up in Lynnwood, not Edmonds anymore. Crazy. First time I've not been in Edmonds since I've opened, but we'll be in Lynnwood. That's down by Dania Furniture. Easy location, tons and tons of parking. Unfortunately, I probably won't have my nice storefront sign done by then, because it's been stalled for forever with the city of Lynnwood. So we'll have a banner hung up so that you know you're in the right place. And
we have one of those dancing guys.
Oh yeah, dancing guys.
Well, actually, really what I was thinking for that is we can just get our new hire James out there with a sign.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Just kind of like shaking that around.
Let's get our new
front.
That's
out
a
there.
Great
that's
idea.
I think he could probably spin the sign.
Maybe we can dress him up like he is the logo icon, like in a blue suit maybe.
Like, yeah, like the full one that goes over the face and everything.
Yeah, like a whole thing where he just looks like the logo.
Yeah.
We bring the logo to life and he spins the sign and the arrow.
Yeah.
Now, that's a great idea. And that's kind of a kickoff for our next conversation is who is James?
Yeah, so stay tuned for the next show that's dropping after this one, because we do have a new location, but we also have a new doc joining the team, and we're super pumped to hear his origin story and introduce you guys to him. He's an awesome, awesome guy, cool story, and we're super pumped to welcome him to the team. And of course, he needs to be hazed as well. So
oh, absolutely.
I definitely think
hazing.
If you can get the logo suit made in 2 weeks,
it's already started.
The hazing, let the hazing begin.
Yeah.
You know, one more thing, another announcement before we sign off, though. Also, we hired another athletic trainer to help Leah out on the floor. Vanessa, she's awesome. Everyone give her a welcome when they come in. She's been here with us this week and, you know, just really enjoying her work. So
that's fantastic.
She's great.
To see the team growing into the new space, ready to kick some serious booty here as we're kind of approaching 2022.
Kind of crazy.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Not that far away.
Yeah.
It will
Lots
be here.
Lots of exciting stuff.
By the time we move into the new clinic, it'll basically be like, you know, it's going to be like flash forward and it's going to be January.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Love it.
Exciting things. All right, everybody, tune in next time to meet James. We're super pumped to see you in the new location. And if you have any questions or need any help or have any concerns, just give us a call and we'll make sure that we walk you through those. Until the next time, remember, movement is the best medicine. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.